Overtraining injuries in runners are actually caused by weakness, and that's what we're talking about today on the Doc on the Run podcast. Today's episode of the Doc on the Run podcast is brought to you by the Injured Runners Aid Station. The Injured Runners Aid Station is the Doc on the Run membership site where you can get exclusive trainings, a members-only podcast, and you can ask me direct questions, any question you want. And this is the only place I answer direct questions from runners who are trying to get back to training, who are trying to figure out how to navigate their injuries. It is the only place I answer questions from people who have not booked consultations. It is definitely the lowest cost way to get answers to all of your specific questions so you can keep running, keep training, and understand how to apply all of the strategies I teach to your specific situation. So come check it out, docontherun.com/aidstation, and I'll see you inside.
So the big question is this: how are runners like us, who don't like hearing doctors say, just stop running, who know that we simply have to stay active, how do we heal in a way that lets us stay strong, maintain our running fitness, and keep preparing for the next race, and still heal without making the injury worse? Well, that is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Dr. Christopher Segler, and welcome to the Doc on the Run podcast.
The unfortunate reality is that when you get an overtraining injury from running, it's not because you did too much, because you're too strong, and because you're too motivated. It is because you are too weak. You were too weak to sustain the stress applied to that piece of tissue, that one injured piece of tissue that got injured when you did a workout after you did a previous workout that injured it. That's what really happens. So it's not that you're too strong or you're too stubborn or you're just running too much. It's that your piece of tissue was too weak. And I know this always rubs runners the wrong way because we think we're motivated, we're strong, we're athletic, and weakness is not really something that sits well as a descriptor for any athlete. But the reality is if you get injured, you have to understand how to correct that weakness. That's one of the biggest things. And the thing that is my biggest beef with doctors, and what I speak about over and over when I go to medical conferences, is that the number one treatment that most doctors seem to want to recommend to runners is to stop running. And I understand that if running actually caused the injury, well, yeah, you should stop doing that thing. However, it's not really running that caused it. It's a specific weakness to that specific tissue. And so if you just stop running, that's the only guaranteed way to get weaker. You're going to lose all your fitness if you stop working out. So instead of just waiting and just not working out, I think you have to figure out how to work out while reducing the stress and strain on that one injured piece of tissue that actually got beaten up and led to this overtraining injury. So getting weaker is not the solution to weakness, it's the problem. And so you've got to realize you can work out as long as you can reduce the stress on that piece of tissue. And if you go to see a doctor and the doctor says, okay, I just want you to take some time off, you need to stop them immediately and say, how am I going to maintain my running fitness? And if they say, oh, don't worry about it, we'll figure that out later, that is not a good plan. So you need to insist upon understanding how it is that you can reduce the stress and strain on the injured piece of tissue while you work out and maintain your running fitness. And then once you're back to running, you really need to think about your running form and all of the training errors that you might have made that could have led to that injury in the first place. And if you do that, you can continue running without expecting to get that same kind of overtraining injury again. But you've got to get stronger, not weaker. Now, if you like this episode, please like it, please subscribe, and I'll see you in the next training. Now, today's episode was brought to you by the Injured Runners Aid Station, and this is where I answer direct questions from runners like you who have injuries and want a little more detail on any of the strategies that I talk about in all of these episodes. I also have exclusive trainings, live trainings only for members, and exclusive content that helps you understand all these strategies in a much deeper dive with video trainings you're not going to get anywhere else. So come check it out, docontherun.com/aidstation, and I'll see you inside.